Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 2 with verses 10 and 11 this morning. Consider the generations long past and see. Has anyone trusted in the Lord and been disappointed? Has anyone persevered in his fear and been forsaken? Has anyone called upon him and been ignored? For the Lord is compassionate and merciful, forgives sins and saves in time of trouble. Look over your generations. Can you see God being tested and trusted? Religion and spirituality have played a significant role in providing answers and comfort to countless individuals. It's fascinating to think about generations long past who trusted in God and believed that their lives had a higher purpose. The unwavering trust they had in God's plan is quite remarkable. They believed that their lives were a part of a larger divine narrative, and that God gave them a sense of purpose and hope. They found solace in the idea that even during challenging times, God had a plan for them. It is interesting how their faith in God seemed to provide them with a source of unwavering strength and resilience. They faced struggles, disappointments, and hardships, yet their trust in God never wavered, and they were never disappointed. That unyielding trust must have given them a sense of peace and contentment, knowing that they were a part of something greater than themselves. They believed that their actions and experiences had a purpose, even if they couldn't fully comprehend it. They believed God would forgive their sins and allow them to see a heavenly completion. The same for you and me. We must trust in His divine power and share this desire to live forever in Him. Salvation is for every generation. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We've taken Jeffrey back home, and we continue to pray for his guidance. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for our chief of police yesterday that I met over in Orlando. Such a blessing to listen to him state to me, I'm a pastor too. We're all waiting for the Lord to come get us. Amen. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. And we pray for a little boy named David Alexander to be born sometime in February. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In His precious blood, by His name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Sirach 2. Our practice today is in verses 10 through 11, two stanza poem. It goes from tri to quad lines. It's titled, Safe from Sin's Fear. Past generations considered, Lord trusted, see. Disappointment none delivered, Lord's fear be. Not ignored or forsaken, Him called so dear. Compassionate Lord, not mistaken, safe from sin's fear. Troubling times, He commandeers. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's December 8, 2023. I must say happy birthday to my youngest grandson today. Today he turns 5 years old, and his name is Elliot. We're praying for his mother and his father to make the right decisions to bring peace to the family, as we continue to hope that one day we'll be able to embrace these kids and say hello to them once again. We close today in the name of Jesus, as we do each day, and we call out to our friends and neighbors and all of those around us, wishing them a wonderful day in the Lord, as I do each day to my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony. I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord as I proclaim the good news to those who are in need and who want to hear the beauty of salvation. That's where we're at today, sharing salvation and trusting in the Lord in past generations. None of them were ever disappointed. Think about Moses leading the people, 600,000 people being led out into the desert, up against the sea where they thought they were all going to be killed. And the Lord had even greater plans, separating that sea and allowing them to walk right through it. If we can't trust the Lord from hearing those such amazing events, when can we trust the Lord? Amen. So we close today at 7-Eleven as we say, oh, thank heavens for 7-Eleven and Universal Utterings each day. And a good friend of mine named John Thorpe coined that for me one time, as the phrase Godcast too comes from him. So I hope you enjoyed this Godcast today. And we close in Jesus' name, thinking about our brother-in-law Johnny as we do each morning. We saw him yesterday. We gave him some soup in Orlando. Amen. Jesus. That's why we do this, for the name of Jesus, to trust our Lord in all things. God bless you.